I get the privilege of talking to a lady that I've known for a little bit of time, but is really blowing up here in northeastern Oklahoma, Chrislyn Arthurs of Chrislyn Arthurs and the Trainwrecks. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you? It's so good to hear from you.
Hey, doing great. Glad you have some time in your busy, busy schedule because you do. You last year for 2025, you had a hell of a big run for the entire year. Playing a lot of shows, and I'm sure you're not looking to slow down. So what do you got ready to fire out here for 2026 with the project?
So yeah, last year we came off of a pretty big year. I've been getting to enjoy some downtime for these last few weeks, but we are gearing up to get ready for the debut release of my upcoming record. So got a single coming out on January 29th. So that one will be called Double Wide. Super excited about that one. I wrote that song about 8 years ago almost. So it's been a hidden gem that we've just been playing live at shows and people have really taken a liking to, and I figured it was time to put it out for everybody to enjoy. And we'll be playing with Cam Allen at the Vanguard in Tulsa on January 23rd. So you get to hear it live before it's released if you come out to that show.
Hey, and not too far of a drive down the road. I mean, we got several people who are, you know, the Skiatook area, things like that, that really hone into our 104.9 K-Rig. And Cam Allen, also an Oklahoma boy as well. Talking about your album, you're still independent. You're going independent. Is that kind of the idea behind the band?
So no, actually I have really enjoyed being an independent artist because I have full control over all of my music, my brand as an artist, and I don't have anybody really telling me who to be and how to be it, and I still get to be very organic and true to my fans. And so right now I don't really foresee a record deal or anything in my future, and I would love to stay independent as long as I can.
It's always nice when no one's bossing you around on how you're making things. So I totally get you on that. looking through a lot of your catalog and things like that, you have a lot of singles. This is your first real album release. Are you staying in that same kind of sound that you've had off of previous releases, or what can your fans expect off of this new album?
Yeah, so I feel like some of my earlier music that I've put out, and I've been really open and honest with my friends and fans on my social medias and even in person, is, you know, for a long time, I didn't really know who Chrislyn Arthurs was as an artist. I knew I wanted to share my stories and get things out to everybody, but I was not being completely honest with who I was with my music. So I was just kind of at that point in my career really trying to figure out where I fit and kind of be in the scene and be accepted. But once I kind of stepped out of my comfort zone and started doing things that I knew I wanted and what I expected of myself, and what my fans would expect, this record's really going to reflect that. I don't want to say it's a lot different from the things that I've put out, but Double Wide is definitely a really fun song and still showcases my true personality. What you see on stage is who I am in real life. So you're definitely going to get the first insider look on who I am as a person with this record.
You know, I feel like we've kind of beat around the bush here, Chrislyn. Do you have a release date for this album?
Right now, we do have a release date. We are not fully prepared to release that yet. We have a couple fun things we're going to do before we announce that. But right now, the album is projected to come out in April. So
okay.
Be watching, and we will get that release date as soon as we can.
Nice. And people can go out. I'm assuming tickets are online for this show on the 23rd at the Vanguard.
Yes, definitely. And then not only that, if it's a little bit easier, they can go to my Instagram. And I actually have a convenient link at the top in my bio on my link tree that will take you directly to the ticket link.
Awesome. And do you mind telling us all for that information, like what your socials are, what we can find and things like that?
Yes, so my Instagram is Crystal Arthur's Music. My Facebook is also Crystal Arthur's Music. I do have TikTok, and it is just Crystal Arthur's. And or you can check out my website at crystalandarthursmusic.com.
Nice. And you also have a single out right now with a music video as well called Psycho. I've been seeing a lot of that on TikTok and Instagram. Lots of good stuff going on there as well.
Thank you. Yeah, that one was a fun one. I was really excited to get that one put out. Believe it or not, that song kind of happened by accident. I wrote it in about 20 minutes, and it's been one of my favorites that I've written in a while. So go check it out and let me know what you think.
Isn't it cool how sometimes the best things that aren't planned end up being the best things in the world? Because you think about like the Eagles, Life in the Fast Lane wasn't even really a song. It was just something that they played to kind of warm up. Some of Creed's biggest songs were songs that they played during sound checks. They're just little things that they did just to kind of warm up and see. And now all of a sudden you put 20 minutes into a song and now it's one of the ones that's really kind of pushing things forward for you.
Yeah, so actually, Honky Tonk PhD, it's funny you said kind of happened as a warm up. Honky Tonk PhD, which is going to be the title track off of the record, and actually the name of the record, kind of started that same way. We had worked up that song in a green room a little over a year ago, and we've played it live ever since. And it was only fitting that, it ended up being the title and one of my favorite songs on the upcoming record too, so.
You know, that is one of the things that I do like about you. You started off as Crystal and Arthur's. Now you're Crystal and Arthur's and the Trainwrecks, and you're really taking that whole band idea and really kind of running with it. When I first met you, you were kind of in between, and you just kind of had a roster list of like a depth chart of different types of, like you had guitar players, bass players, drummer. You had all these people that you kind of picked through, and it's like, well, if they can't make this show, we have this person in the background. It seems like right now you really have a pretty solid set for your train wrecks.
Yeah, so my guys, I'm super thankful for the guys that, have kind of fallen in my lap in this last year. It's been very difficult, especially where I'm located, and there's just not a lot of, there's not a lot of musicians, at your convenience that aren't already playing with established bands or anything like that. So, finding a group of guys that believe in your vision, they don't want to change you, they support you, and they also encourage and help in ways that, you might not be able to, has been really reassuring because I've been trying to piece a band together and keep a good group of guys for the last 7 years since I started a band. So having this group of guys is such a blessing and so rewarding for all the trials and tribulations that I've gone through to find them.
Well, and that's the cool thing too, is just kind of being in contact with you, getting to meet some of the people that you play with. Your band is really all encompassing of Oklahoma. I mean, you have people that are, closer to like the Tulsa area, further northeast. It's almost like you have a person from every region of Oklahoma, it feels like.
Yep, I really do. And believe it or not, my guitar player that plays with us almost every weekend, he's not even from Oklahoma. He is from Missouri.
Oh, wow. So even further.
Yeah, he must really like me.
Well, hey, with a person from Missouri, that makes you automatically a regional band. So
That's
you're no
right.
longer local, you're now regional. So if you can find a person out in like New Mexico or Arizona to come play, you're now a national band. So always keep
Yeah,
that in
that's
mind.
true.
Well, thank you for taking the time. Remember that album doesn't have a set day yet, but looks like it'll be somewhere in April. It's Honky Tonk PhD. She's got her new song dropping on the 29th, which is Double Wide. And I've seen the imagery for a lot of this, and I think it's hilarious. Just with the rollers and the little kiddie pool and things like that. And then Psycho is also just a great banger of a song. Type of songs that you would think that you might one dime hear on the Oklahoma Fridays that we have on 104.9 KRIG. Once again, Chrislyn, thanks for taking the time, and I can't wait to hear more about what's going on in your career.
Absolutely, and thanks for giving me a call. It's good to hear from you.
Hey, it's good to hear from you.